Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious Christian and Muslim audience. Today, we will start a new topic, the problem of sin. In this topic, my friends, we will observe the problem of our sinful condition and God's solution to it. First, let us look at some of the passages in the Quran that confirm the sinfulness of all human beings. The human soul is certainly prone to evil. We read that in Surah 12, verse 53. Truly, man is to his Lord ungrateful. Surah 100, verse 6. And Surah 14, verse 34 states, verily, man is given up to injustice and ingratitude. Most men will not believe in God. Most men believe not. Surah 13, verse 1. Another one, man does transgress all bounds. Surah 96, verse 6. Another one, he has created man, and behold, the same man becomes an open disputer. Surah 16, verse 4. This is very interesting verses because it agrees with the Bible. The Bible certainly confirms the fact that all of us have sinned. All humans are sinful. For example, we read in Romans 3, verse 23, for all people have sinned. My friends, we need to recognize this fact, that we are helpless and guilty sinners. The necessity of a clear sense of sin is very important for us to recognize. If a person is sick, he must recognize first his sickness before he knows which medicine to take, appreciate the medicine, and before he can accept it to take the medicine. In the same way, you and I must recognize the wrong things we do and realize that we are sinners. Before we can discover the solution to our sinful condition and appreciate it, really be grateful to what God is offering us and did for us, we need a solution to the evil that exists in our nature. We really do. And you tell me, what evil is that? I tell you, for example, greed, injustice, we are not always just, unkindness, we are not always kind to the people around us we deal with, selfishness, hatred, jealousy, just to name a few. All people have inherited the disposition to sin. We also have a conscience warning us against evil, warning us against wrong things. So many times we did not follow the good law that our conscience dictates, but we followed the evil propensity that we have. Remember our selfish, stubborn childhood? And remember when we were teenagers and followed our lust, not being completely pure? Far from it. Have you noticed when people deal with each other, they don't look upon each other as being entirely trustworthy? There is universal suspicion going on all over the world. People don't trust each other. The sin and the evil that exists within us in our nature affix our thoughts and feelings. It is like if there is impure blood in our heart. There will be impure blood in every vein. We are unable to always do the right thing because of the evil nature that we have. The person who ignores his sinful nature really desires to continue doing wrong things and does not care about doing God's will. We need a savior, my friends, to deliver us from the power and captivity of our sinful nature. We need someone to change the condition of our heart. We sin with our flesh and also with our spirit and thoughts. All of us are helpless to deliver ourselves from our sinful condition. Have you noticed how many times you tried to do the right thing and you couldn't? Sin also means missing the mark, as the archer might miss. The mark, the goal which we should live to accomplish, is the glory of God, our Creator. Sin is to come short of what God intended and still intends that we should be and do. It is to come short of absolute perfection. Someone told me I am not a sinner. I asked him if he would be willing that his father or sister should know all he had done or said or thought about, all his motives and desires. He said, absolutely no. Our selfish heart desires to gratify, please, and exalt ourselves. This does not cause us to live to glorify God and to serve the people that God created and loved. Jesus said, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And Jesus also said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8. Share with your Muslim friend the beautiful message God wants you to discover is that Jesus came to save you and set you free from the captivity and love of sin. The Savior, Jesus Christ, came to do what the law and the prophets could not do. Also, religion and following rules and laws cannot save you from the power of sin that lives within you. Only the power of God who sent Jesus Christ can save you. Satan does not want you to know about Jesus, the solution, the Savior, who can save you right now. We read in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Satan has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. My friends, God told us in the Bible, in 1 John chapter 3, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Jesus warns us, unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. John 8. Let's pray. My precious audience, if you never believed in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins, to save you from the penalty and the power and the captivity of your sins, please open your heart right now to Jesus. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and tell God, I trust in Jesus' death that paid the penalty for my sins and in his resurrection. My precious audience, if you still sin, if you accepted Jesus and you still fall frequently in sin, you can pray, ask God right now, God, help me to be set free. Jesus, be Lord in my life, rule in my life, reign in my life, control every area in my life. I give you control, God, in Jesus' name. God, motivate us, equip us to share Jesus effectively with our fellowship, with your church, and help us to help multitudes of Muslims to enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My precious audience, contact me if I can serve you in any way or pray with you. Peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.